God, I remember when they crossed the 1,000 mark. This is just amazing. I did not notice that there was a show for December 25th because I didn't hear anything about that and I had something else. So you know what? I'm going to listen to this elsewhere and maybe we will listen to it next week or when there's a... anyway, we'll get it in for you if you've not listened to it already. Yes, as I said, that was show number 1050 that we just heard today, January 1st, 2025. You can find a replay of this at radioparallax.com. Yeah? Yeah. Okay. Yes, that's it. Okay, just wanted to double make sure. Up next is Saxine This Week, where we're going to explore what is going on around the Sacramento independent music scene. And we'll get to that shortly. But in the meantime, listen to the Nuthatch. Well, you may listen to the Nuthatch if you so choose to stick around. Just got a call from John Emery. He is at the door, so I am going to get Saxine rolling for you in the meantime and then run upstairs and let him into the studio here. So, thank you for joining me today as I explore the sounds which make up our Sacramento independent music scene, a show where, for the next 30 minutes, I plan on sharing with you who they are, what they sound like, and where they can be seen. But before we dive into Saxine This Week, I'd like to let you know that the following views presented in this hour do not reflect the views of KDVS, KDVS sponsors, or the University of California. Actually, we're not an hour, we're just a half hour. And with that said, I've got a number of shows I want to share with you. The first one out of the box I'm sharing is something I tried to share last week towards the end, but didn't really get it in properly. So we're going to start off first with some music from Chick Habit as soon as I switch things around here. Get that over there and get that there. Yeah. Yes, yes, yes. Here we go. So let's start off with something brand new from Chick Habit, which is unreleased at this time for your listening enjoyment. And then going to run upstairs, get John Emery and be back shortly.
I'm up, I'm down. My life you seem to spin around, but I am strong. I'll to accept the fact. So listen once and heed my call. A message from the flame to all. I have a thankless job of cruelty. Eternally sailing on that fiery sea. But so many torches I've yet to inflict. So many souls left derelict. The pits of hell are overflowing. The demon's mouth is full and choking. So give me a rest, a chance.
We all need a chance to believe. serotonin, dopamine.
Sliding in here, catch you up on what we've been listening to. That was Lewd Jaw with their most recent single, Like a Libertine, released on September 7th, 2024 as a single. And they also, giving you a little heads up, they've announced their Pretty in Punk lineup for 2025. It's so cool that they've got another year of this going. I think this might be year three, if not year four. So it would be Lewd Jaw, Mateo Briscoe, and Tip Vicious, and it's going to happen on February 15th, 2025 at the Starlit Room above Harlow's, where the very first one had started as well. And it will be an all-ages event, and there will be coin at the door for, you know, getting in and all that other stuff. But as we get closer to the February 15th date, I will share more about that with you. Prior to that, we heard a song from A Death in Bloom. The song is The Devil's on Vacation. It's off of their release called The Currents, released January 12th of 2024. And we also had, at the top of the hour, something brand new, unreleased from Chick Habit. This song is called Don't Wanna, and it was not the one that I played last week that I had a talk over. So yes, this is yet to be released work. It's going to be called Epic Fail is the name of the EP, and it's due to release on January 11th, 2025. And to let you know how that's going to happen, Chick Habit with Lewd Jaw and A Death in Bloom are all teaming up together to help support Chick Habit do this all this album release show on January 11th, starting at 7 p.m. We're at the Boardwalk in Orangevale, and it's located at 9426 Greenback Lane in Orangevale. Yes, Coin of the Realm will be required to get in through the door there. If you know any of the bands there and you want to go, I was just reaching out to them if you would like. And see if they have any tickets available still for you. Oh, one other thing, Chick Habit, Jeffrey Wynn Prince will be playing guitar with them. Oh, John, did that chair just...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's all right.
Yeah.
Make a fuss.
No, yeah, so I got John Emery here in the studio with me. He just went to go lean back just a slight bit in the chair and had to catch himself because he wasn't quite sure how far it was going to go before it stopped.
Luckily, I have reflexes like a cat.
Yeah. So... yes, that's what's going to happen with Chick Habit, and it's going to be happening on January 11th. Let us get back into some more music, and the music I'm going to share with you now is from The Snares and Art School Debt. They are going to be doing a thing, which I'm interested in. It will be happening at the Crocker Art Museum, And, oh my gosh, what day is this happening? February 15th. No, 9th. Yeah, 9th. Just had to make sure I flipped to the right page in the event calendar real quick to find that and give you a little bit more information about that. Yes, it's an art mix at the Crocker Art Museum featuring the bands Art School Debt and The Snares. It is from 6 until 9 p.m., ages 18 and over. To attend on your own. If you're a child, you know, I'm thinking you might have to come in with a parent. But without that, you have to be 18 plus to be in free wheeling in this particular item. Here they're going to have aerialists. I don't know if they're going to have any fire dancers or not, but they got a bunch of stuff going on to rock out to punk and alt rock performances by The Snares and Art School Debt. So let's get into sharing a little bit more about what they sound like, since now you know where you can find them playing. And here we go with that. I guess I had a little bit too much. Here we go.
Yeah!
And what we just heard was from Art School Debt, and that is the song The Great Divide, released May 2024. And prior to that was The Snares, What You Said, new single out on 8/29/24. If the female voice in that sounded familiar to you, that is Danny Judith from the Rainbow City Park, is now also part of The Snares, playing keys and backup vocals. So, these two bands will be doing a thing together as part of the Art Mix Rebellion being hosted at the Crocker Art Museum. Sounds like a night market to me, being held in the evening from 6 until 9 p.m. on Thursday, January 9th. It is an 18-plus event. Dollars at the door if you're not a member of the Crocker Art Museum. Let me quickly get this public service announcement out there to you about underwriting here at KDVS Davis, and then we're going to get into some music from Beard Picker and something from Rainbow City Park, which is unreleased at this time, and we will be right back.
Are you interested in sponsoring this or any other hour of KDVS programming? If you or your business would like to know more about sponsoring KDVS programming, you can contact the KDVS Underwriting Department at underwriting@kdvs.org.
Thank you.
Well, I'm going to bring that down right now and start talking with you real quick. That was from Beard Picker, self-released July 26, 2024. He'll be playing live at the Vine El Dorado Hills, 21 and over, unless you're having dinner with your parents there. So that's something to look forward to if you would like. That would be coming out. Oh, my gosh. I guess we'll... I thought I had that written down. Gosh darn it. Anyway... We're going to move on from that. You can find him out there at the Vine on Thursday night. And I've got something real quick I want to share from Rainbow City Park, which is unreleased. And I'm going to be quiet and then we'll come back. I'm going to fade out of this song that is unreleased from Rainbow City Park. I do want to quickly catch you up on the Beard Picker, which we just heard from prior to. That will be at the Vine, El Dorado's Hill, 3907 Park Drive, El Dorado's Hill. And that will be from 6 until 8 p.m. on Saturday, January 4th. That would be this Saturday. Rainbow City Park is going to be releasing a brand new EP, which will be coming out this month. Well, be coming out February. They're going to be our guest. I believe it's the last Wednesday of January. They're going to be here with me talking about this album. But I would like to let you know that they've got some things coming up here in our area real quick. They're going to be at Goldfields in Sacramento on the 21st of February, and then at Sudsworks in Davis on the 25th of February. And that's kind of like when they're going to be kicking off. Oh, no, I guess not. It's not until May that they're going to kick off a tour, which takes them from San Diego through Long Beach, Los Angeles. I guess they're starting San Diego coming north. Yeah, that's it. From San Diego to Long Beach to Los Angeles to Fresno to San Luis Obispo to Santa Cruz to San Francisco to Chico, Eugene, Corvallis, Salem, Seattle, Portland, and then back to Davis on May 30th at the Tri-Co-ops to be giving a show there. But their most recent show that will be coming up will be on February 7th at the Naked Lounge in Chico. And then the next day they're jumping over to Reno on the 8th of February at the Low Bar. So I will let you listen more to that, and then, you know, I guess not, because we're going to be transitioning now. That does it for another edition of Sac Scene this week, where we feature artists from our Sacramento independent music scene, what they sound like, how they can be seen, as featured on the KDVS event calendar, which is shared three times daily during the 7 o'clock, 10 o'clock, and 3 p.m. hours. And brought to you by your volunteer staff here at KDVS Davis. Up next is the Earworm's Garden, where our guest today is John Emery Dodds. And we will be getting to that shortly.
Nervous about
are listening to KDVS Davis 90.3 FM, streaming on the web at kdvs.org, community-supported freeform radio for Northern California and beyond, wherever you hear my voice from. Welcome to the Earworm's Garden, where we dig into our independent music scene by visiting with the people who create and support it. But before we get to that, I'd like to let you know that the following views presented in this hour do not reflect the views of KDVS, KDVS sponsors, or the University of California. And with that said, yes, welcome to the Earworm's Garden. I am your host, Muse, and today I am joined by none other than John Emery, man about town, yeah. Hilterlands, and just bringing a lot of music, both to Davis and to the Woodland area, the Hive, Morgan's Mill. The brewery,
Blue Note. Yeah, yes, I'm still Blue affiliated Note, with Blue Note.
Blue Note Brewery there in Dead Cat Alley, and just supporting the local scene like no one else. Is well, I shouldn't say that. There's lots of people.
There's lots of people that are doing it.
And John is becoming much more visible in what he is doing, which is so great.
Thank you.
Besides having his Left of the Dial promotions that helps bring artists to these venues, he is a singer-songwriter in his own right. He'll be sitting at a similar